Chapter 5. The Test Strip. A few weeks later, we were in bed reading when Jenny closed her book. "It's probably nothing." "What's probably nothing?" "My period's late." She had my attention. "Your period? It is?" "That happens sometimes, but it's been over a week, and I've been feeling weird too, like I have a low-level stomach flu or something." I wasn't going to mention it, but she also had been rather cranky lately. I almost didn't say anything, just in case, you know, I don't want to jinx us. That's when I realized just how important this was to her, and to me, too. Somehow, parenthood had snuck up on us. We were ready for a baby. We lay there side by side for a long while, saying nothing, looking straight ahead. "We're never going to fall asleep," I finally said. "The suspense is killing me," she admitted. The pharmacy was open till midnight, and I waited in the car with Marley while Jenny ran in. There are some things guys just are not meant to shop for, and home pregnancy tests come pretty close to the top of the list. A few minutes later, we were back home in the bathroom with the $8.99 kit spread out on the side of the sink. I read the directions aloud. "Okay," I said. "It says it's accurate 99% of the time. First thing you have to do is pee in this cup." The next step was to dip a skinny plastic test strip into the urine and then into a small vial of a solution that came with the kit. "Wait 5 minutes," I said. "Then we put it in the second solution for 15 minutes. If it turns blue, you're officially knocked up, baby." We timed off the first 5 minutes. Then Jenny dropped the strip into the second vial and said, "I can't stand here watching it." We went out into the living room and made small talk, pretending we were waiting for something of no more significance than the tea kettle to boil. "So how about them dolphins?" I quipped, but my heart was pounding wildly, and a feeling of nervous dread was rising from my stomach. If the test came back positive, whoa, our lives were about to change forever. If it came back negative, Jenny would be crushed. It was beginning to dawn on me that I might be too. An eternity later, the timer rang. "Here we go. Either way, you know I love you." I went to the bathroom and fished the test strip out of the vial. No doubt about it, it was blue. As blue as the deepest ocean. A dark, rich, navy blazer blue. A blue that could be confused with no other shade. "Congratulations, honey." "Oh my God!" And she threw herself into my arms. As we stood there by the sink, arms around each other, eyes closed, I gradually became aware of a commotion at our feet. I looked down, and there was Marley, wiggling, head bobbing, tail banging the linen closet door so hard I thought he might dent it. When I reached down to pet him, he dodged away. Uh-oh. It was the Marley Mambo, and that could mean just one thing. "What do you have this time?" He loped into the living room, weaving just out of my reach. When I finally cornered him and pried open his jaws, at first I saw nothing. Then far back on his tongue, on the brink of no return, ready to slip down the hatch, I spotted something. It was skinny and long and flat, and as blue as the deepest ocean. I reached in and pulled out our positive test strip. "Sorry to disappoint you, pal, but this is going in the scrapbook." Jenny and I started laughing and kept laughing for a long time. Then Jenny grabbed Marley by the front paws, lifted him up on his hind legs, and danced around the room with him. "You're going to be an uncle!" Marley responded in his trademark way by lunging up and planting a big wet tongue squarely on her mouth. The next day, Jenny called me at work. Her voice was bubbling. She had just returned from the doctor, who had officially confirmed the results of our home test. The night before, we had counted back on the calendar, trying to pinpoint the date of conception. She was worried that she had already been pregnant when we went on our hysterical flea eradication spree a few weeks earlier. Exposing herself to all those pesticides couldn't be good, could it? She raised her concerns with the doctor, and he told her it was probably not an issue. Just don't use them anymore, he advised. He told her he'd see her back in his office in 3 weeks for a sonogram. He wants us to make sure we bring a videotape, she said, so we can save our own copy for posterity. On my desk calendar, I made a note of it.